Welcome to today's teleconference on teaching back-to-school benefits in the classroom. I'm Kathy Marler with Member Solutions. I'm Director of Consulting for Member Solutions, and I thought this would be a very timely topic since it's almost back-to-school time. For those of you that are listening live, you have received, if you requested it, a worksheet for you to follow as I go through the different benefits in the classroom. On the worksheet, we have the first exercise is just basically to review a list of benefits I put down. I've listed about 10 or 12 benefits off the top of my head that you may want to teach in your classrooms, and I've left you a couple of blank spaces because I purposely left a few out to see, you know, so you could think for yourself and fill in the blanks with some extra benefits that you would like to teach in your classroom. The second exercise on the worksheet was to actually write down verbally how you would explain what each drill is that teaches the benefits. So, for example, if you put down concentration, you're going to actually explain or write down for now how that drill builds concentration. Because if we can't explain that, it's really difficult to point out the benefits to the parents watching or to the benefits of the students who are practicing. And this teleconference is really going to focus in on how to tie in back-to-school benefits to cater towards the parents and the kids alike. The third exercise on the worksheet was just to write down what type of role plays or scenarios you might already do or that you want to do to reinforce how martial arts benefits students in school. So those things, we'll talk about those a little bit later, as well as the rest of the items that are on the worksheet. But what I want to do first, for those of you that have worksheets and are live with me, I'm going to combine one and two together. So I'm going to go through each of the benefits I've listed on the worksheet and let you know, I'll just like give you an example of one type of drill that I would use in my classroom to teach that benefit. And then I'm going to also go on to number two and tell you like how I would explain it. So I want to really arm you with tons of info today. So here we go. The first benefit on the worksheet is concentration. So I might use the drill, just attention position, or you know whatever Jun B or whatever attention is in your school. But the attention position represents concentration and self-control. You know, it's standing still, focusing on being ready to learn. Just like you know, having one goal set each day to achieve during class would really help you. You're going to concentrate on improving just one big thing today. So that's something that I might say, or I might say, you know, like when a teacher gives you multiple directions at school, you have to really pull out a lot of concentration and focus in on getting each of those accomplished without letting anything distract you, just like this attention position. So that might be one way you could explain concentration or one benefit, just that attention position from the get-go. And this is awesome to put in your, if you teach introductory lessons or trial lessons, I would highly recommend putting in you know, the concentration portion or the benefit. And again, you know, tie it into, you know, how they can excel in school by having concentration. The next one on the worksheet is confidence. So, you know, one way that you may explain this in your school is, you know, each time you achieve one of our short-term goals, like learning a new technique, you're going to feel great about yourself. And for the parents, you might say, you know, each time your child feels that they've improved and they've received praise from our instructors, this helps boost their confidence. You know, it helps them to not be afraid to try new things. And, you know, so basically, you know, confidence helps them attack new challenges at school. Like if you've got a tough math problem, you know, and you're instead of worrying about it, you're going to have the confidence, okay, I need to break this down. Let me put it in bite-sized pieces. Maybe I need to ask for help. But I'm not going to be afraid to try and look silly because I have confidence. So that's one way that you could relay confidence in the classroom and tie it into a back-to-school benefit. Another one could be focus. So, you know, you might use a drill on a heavy bag where you have your students fire either high, middle, or low. So they're having to aim or they're having to focus their eyes on a goal, and the goal is to hit your target. So you're tying in, you know, that physical drill of punching high, middle, or low, and then you can tie that into how that can benefit them at school. So basically, you know, when I give you individual instructions and you carry them out, you really have to focus in on how to get the job done properly, especially if there are other people around you doing different things. You can't be distracted. You have to just focus your eyes and focus your mind, focus your body on achieving the goal. Don't take your eye off the goal. Focus. So that's one way you can relay that. Teamwork. This is one of my favorites because we use teamwork on a daily basis, whether it's with your staff, whether it's at school if you're a kid, whether it's if it's at work if you're an adult. So one thing that we could do with teamwork is, you know, we could point out that usually everybody, who work, when you work together towards a common goal, can accomplish more and you can get more things done. So we're going to do this relay race. And when we do the relay race, it's up to each of you individually to make sure that you do your very best job. You do your best, listen, follow the directions. When your teammates are going, you're going to cheer for them, make sure that they're doing a great job. And whether you win or lose, you're going to pat everybody on the back and congratulate them for trying their best because that's what it's really all about. That's what it's like to be on a good team. So in life, you know, there's many different things and times that you need to get along with others, even if you have differences with them, and you need to work together, like to achieve a school project. So again, you know, constantly reinforcing the benefits and then tying it into something that they might do at school or outside life. Follow through, one of my favorite benefits. You know, everybody is super great at starting, but finishing doesn't happen that often with some people. So finishing is never giving up, and that's the key to excellence, having good follow through. So no matter how hard you, how tired you get doing this drill, and this drill could be, it could be target work, it could be a kata where you want them to stay strong till the end. In this case, let's say it's a kata. You know, I want you to stay strong and focused all the way through the end. Don't lose any power. You know, keep your eye on just making each move look like it's the only move, no matter what. Finish strong like a warrior. Just like in school, you know, the last part of your test in spelling may be the toughest part to focus on. But when you perform it just like you started and you never give up, never give up, then you're going to follow through and do the very best job you can. So that there's a one way to tie it into school. Conflict resolution. This is a good one, okay? And a lot of you probably already teach anti-bully drills and curriculum and things like that. So one thing you could do is just teach a drill where you've got several kids who start arguing about something real easy, simple, like, oh, you took my pen, or that's my seat, or, you know, you can pick something like that to work with them on. I like to use the kid that's slightly bullyish and that asks, hey, did you knock over my bike? And then explain that, you know what, not everybody in life is going to treat you with courtesy and respect like they do here. So the first thing we want to do with conflict resolution is we want to teach them that, you know what, sometimes it's okay to back down. You don't want to look like lunch. You want to be assertive. You want to think about ways you can solve the challenge and keep from being in a fight. And conflict resolution in the classroom, you can actually just practice scenarios that actually do happen at school like that. You know, did you knock over my bike? You know, why'd you make me mess up my paper? You know, and actually have the kids go back and forth and try to solve it verbally. You might have to help them out a little bit, but basically teaching them conflict resolution that they can use at school as the drill is a super idea. So if you're already doing an anti-bully program, just use part of that and point it out that, you know what, you already are using, this is something you can use at school, but you can also point out that, hey, adults, you know, as you get older, you have the need for conflict resolution skills on a daily basis, whether you're in the workplace, whether, you know, you're in college, no matter where you are, you have the need for this as well. And that can help you maybe get a new student while you're at it. Discipline, that's another one. The art of doing something just because you need to or should. You know, you might have them get in a stance where their legs get nice and tired. That could be one of the drills. When we do this horse dance drill, you know, we're sinking into a low balance. We're holding the position until our legs practically fall off. You know, you can have fun with it. You know, even though our muscles are screaming and they're getting tired, we're going to hold it just a bit longer because we're learning to have discipline. And you could tie that into, hey, when you go home after school and you really want to turn on the TV or get on the computer, instead, you're going to use the same type of discipline, and you're going to do your homework first. Except your muscles won't hurt when you do your homework, so that'll be a good thing. So you can kind of throw that in as a little joke. But that kind of ties it in so that they see the correlation and they'll constantly see the relationship between the physical drill, the mental benefit, and how they can use it outside the martial arts classroom and in academic school and maybe in everyday life as well. Another one is challenge solving. And I call it challenge solving instead of problem solving. I may have called it problem solving on your worksheets. I apologize. I saw that, and I hate to see that word in writing, so I changed it to challenge solving. You know, one thing you could do is teach a sparring drill and teach them that, you know, hey, when you're doing the sparring drill and you're trying to score with your reverse punch, or it could be a sidekick or whatever it is, but when you're trying to score with your reverse punch and it's just not working for you, you have to use challenge-solving skills to figure out another plan. And then, you know what? Things don't always work out the way you planned, you know, in life. So sometimes you just have to come up with a new plan. Just like if you don't do as well as you thought on your test at school, rather than giving up, say, I'm never taking a test ever again, you know, you're going to come up with a new strategy and be determined to do better next time. So that's a way that you can tie in challenge solving into your classroom. Another drill that you could do would revolve around communication. And it could be very basic, but it could be a drill as simple as doing a target drill with partners and talking to the partners who are going to be holding the targets about being great partners. You know, make sure that you speak clearly. You know, have good posture. Use good, solid eye contact and a slight smile so that your partner feels very comfortable working with you and knows that you're there to help. That'll help them feel more, you know, interested in listening to you and feel confident you have a clue about what you're doing. The same thing's true at school. You know, when you're in a work group and you want to make a suggestion to somebody or an observation, they'll listen better to you if you do the same things. If you have good posture, good eye contact, you know, smile a little bit. Don't talk bad about somebody else's idea if you want to convey yours. Just, you know, let them know, hey, I have a great idea. What about this? Use the same type of physiology, the same type of body language, and you'll get the same results. And this is a really good one if you use this specific example to look right over at the parents and say, it works the same at work, doesn't it, parents? And get their approval because they might be nodding their heads. Oh, yeah, it's a great reminder for them as well to communicate clearly and assertively. Leadership skills is another benefit that you can teach that really helps with back-to-school time. And one example can be when you take a turn leading a class and your voice is enthusiastic and you're clearly giving everyone a goal to achieve, you're being a great leader and you're helping everybody else want to be just like you. And the same thing's true in school and in life. If you lead by example and you're enthusiastic, other kids will want to be like you. You'll want to be a leader. You know, and you can tell them too, you know, hey, make sure you are a leader, even if it's tough sometimes to do what's right when everybody else wants you to do something else, like cheat on a test. You follow what you know is right, and you be strong enough to stand up and be a leader and be the person that everyone else should want to be as well. So that's very valuable. You can hear by some of these things, you know, think about how valuable this is if you're a parent to hear this going on in the martial arts classroom. Now you're paying for so much more than martial arts skills, and you're improving retention. You're showing them that you're keeping your promises. If you've made promises through your ads, like we build confidence, we teach self-esteem, now you're able to thoroughly communicate exactly how you do it. I've got a couple more I want to go over with you. Assertiveness, you know, that kind of ties in with leadership skills and communication and challenge solving. But one of the things we use in our classroom is I use just like fast defense, just a walk-by drill with strangers. I have them do a little walk-by drill where we use good posture, good eye contact, you know, have definite purpose when you walk. We're going to communicate that we're not weak and we're not lunch, you know, for a bully or a stranger. You know, we're going to look very confident so that we just look like somebody that should not be pushed around. And you know what? When you're confident and assertive at school, you'll have less conflicts come your way. You don't look like lunch. You don't look way too shy or too passive like everybody can walk on you. And you'll have that way nobody will want to pick on you. Or at least most people, most smart people, will not want to pick on you. So you might want to point out, too, there's a difference between assertiveness and being too conceited and too confident. But if you can get them to have that good body language, good eye contact, good assertive walk and be aware of that, that's going to help them, you know, seriously, not look like lunch at school and be targeted by bullies. So that's going to help a bunch. Tenacity, never giving up, no matter how tough the kick is that we're learning. That's one of the examples I like to use. You know, keep keeping on no matter what, and eventually you're going to get it. You know, so when we have open practice in the next 2 minutes, that kick that we've been working on half the class, okay, see how many times you can try it. And I bet that even if you don't get it today, that you're going to show improvement. Just like at school, when a subject is tough, rather than allowing yourself to get frustrated, go ask for help, you know, and then go and keep working on it. You know, and eventually you'll get it. So, you know, again, just constantly I'm tying in tenacity to, you know, how to be at school. Goal setting. This one, I Tom Callis taught me this a long time ago, and I'm sure maybe Master Reyes taught him as well. But, you know, we teach goal setting physiology, you know, with our hands, sign language, you could say. You know, we teach, hey, on goal setting, you know, decide what you want, make a plan, renew and review your goals, and get a coach, get somebody to help back you up. And this is something that I would also highly recommend teaching in an introductory lesson, if you don't already, because, you know, again, you're showing the parents how you reinforce goal setting and achievement, and that does help build confidence and self-esteem in kids and in adults alike. So I teach, you know, hey, decide what you want, make a plan, renew and review, and get a coach. And you guys can use the same philosophy or the same strategy in your everyday life and help you get great grades at school. So the same thing. What do you want to achieve at school? You want to achieve an A? Well, how are you going to get that A? Make yourself a plan. Okay? Now, let's check in and see how you're doing. You know, how are you doing? Do you need to review that goal or renew that goal? Well, right now I've got a B in math class. Okay, what can you do to bring it up? What's the plan now? Oh, well, I better get my test grades up. Okay, so how are you going to get your test grades up? Well, and this is a conversation you could be having with a student, is why I'm kind of talking to myself, going back and forth this way. Well, the solution is that I better study harder and I better ask for help at the beginning when I don't understand something instead of just being quiet and hoping that I guess right. Good. Okay, perfect. So that ties in goal setting with school. And the last one I just wanted to go over with everybody is respect. And, again, this is one that I highly recommend you teach in the introductory courses or your first lesson that you have. Is, you know, real easy for almost all of us in martial arts to do this, the bow. You know, the bow in martial arts represents respect. And, again, I learned this one from Tom as well. You know, just like a good handshake, good eye contact, you know, you have to give it to get it. So you have to give respect to get it. And you know what? At school, you'll get along with others better by being polite to them. You know, even if they're not always polite to you, stick with it and be polite and assertive, and eventually you'll earn their respect. So what we have is I went through quite a few, so hopefully everybody by now really has the idea, and you're starting to get your own ideas about different qualities that you can teach in the martial arts classroom that really reinforce the benefits of training and how that can be conveyed into back-to-school time. And back-to-school time really during the entire year or it really year-round. I've left a few blanks on the worksheet so you can add your own. And, you know, once again, I tied in not just what a drill could be, but also tried to give you an idea of how to explain it. All right, so you can just use your own words on that. The third thing I'd like to do is I'd like to go over some actual classroom drills that I do around back-to-school time. This could be done just in regular classrooms, in your regular class time. If you decide to have a back-to-school open house, you could use these drills to help convey, you know, the benefits of training at your school. Or you can just you can use them for Black Belt Club, or you could teach them to your leadership team. And they're really a lot of fun. And the drills I'm about to go over were emailed out just this morning. And today is August 8th, 2007. So if you haven't checked your email yet, if you go to it later on, you'll see that there's some drills called Building Value and Back-to-School Classroom Drills. The first drill I like to do is how to be a black belt at school. And if you don't have a belt system in your school, don't worry about it. You know, you can just tell them how to have excellence at school. Basically, you can ask some questions to your students. Ask them, you know, if you were in class right now, sitting in your seat, and sometimes I even bring out chairs, by the way, and have them sit in seats or sit them in rows so it looks like they are in school, horizontal rows going across. I make two rows. But I ask them, you know, how would you be sitting right now? Show me where your eyes would be focused if I was the teacher. And they'll say, I'm the teacher. Show me where your hands would be. And hopefully they're in their lap and not on other people, right? Would you sit up tall or would you slouch over? And would your desk area be neat or would it be messy? You know, would you rush in at the very last minute and plop in your seat just before the final bell rings, or would you get there a little bit early so that you're all ready to go when that bell rings? So those are some of the things we like to do with a little bit of you know, how to be a black belt at school in the classroom. You can ask more questions than that. I enjoy kind of being silly while I do it. You know, I make some facial expressions, you know, especially if I ask them, where would your eyes be focused? You know, I'm looking around like, you know, well, I'm lost or something. You know, just to make it more fun, kind of animated so that the kids are really engaged and not thinking that I'm just like lecturing them on how they should behave. So it's a lot of fun. Another drill that you can do is called paying attention like a black belt, or you could also call it paying attention with excellence. And this one's a lot of fun. I actually pick one of the students to be a teacher. And the job of the teacher is simply to teach something. So I let the person who's the teacher just get up in front of everybody and talk about whatever they want to talk about. Doesn't matter. The rest of the class gets divided into two groups. One group is going to be these students that are paying great attention. So I put them in a row going across the floor horizontally, where they're sitting in real chairs if possible. If the class is too big, I would just sit them down, crisscross applesauce with those legs. And then the second group gets to sit directly behind them, pretending that they're the kid in school that sits behind them in the classroom. And the kids that are sitting in the front row, their job is to listen to the teacher talk. Their only job is to focus in on what the teacher is saying, because I'm going to ask them after the drill what was being taught or what was being said. So they're going to focus, concentrate, and not let anything distract them. The second group that is sitting behind them, their job is to try to distract their classmates. Now, I always clarify, everyone be fairly nice, you know, because they can get too wild. You have to be careful. But I let them know that they can whisper in the person's ear. Like, they really do that in school, right? They try to, you know, there's always kids talking when they're not supposed to, whispering, right? They can kind of kick their chair lightly. They can tap on their chair, because that's really annoying to a lot of kids. You know, they can pass them a note. You know, they can pretend to pass them a note. They can do little things to try to distract the child. And then after about 20 seconds of that going on, which, you know, again, it's kind of fun, I just stop the group and I ask the kids in the front row, okay, what was the teacher talking about? What were they speaking about? Raise your hand if you can tell me. And I'll try to at least ask three or four kids. And it's really interesting to see who can actually tell you what was being discussed, even with distractions. Now, this drill is super hard for kids with ADHD or ADD. It's super hard because, you know, anything kind of distracts them. But you know what? If they can sit there for 20 seconds and actually block out everybody, you're doing them a huge service, you know, and that's awesome. And once they do that, you let them change roles, you know, pick a different teacher, let the kids that were, you know, being the misbehaviors, you know, behave and trade roles, and wrap up the drill by explaining that, you know, who can make you pay attention in class? Only you can. How many of you were able to pay really good attention for all 20 seconds? Raise your hands. Awesome. And that's because you chose to. You know, pretty much it is. It's because they chose to. So I let them know it's because you chose to. So you know what? No matter what, when you go to school this year, you're going to be able to focus in, pay attention. Don't let anybody distract you, because you're the one who matters. You're the one who's got to learn, not that other person. They can't learn for you. Only you can learn for you. So by being able to do this drill, you just showed me that you're going to do a great job in school this year. And the parents love it. Love it. So that's a drill. And I love doing this drill. I have a blast with that. And I even do this one with little ninjas that aren't in school yet. And I just tell them, just wait. When you get in school, there will be kids trying to distract you and doing other things they shouldn't be. But you're going to focus in and do a super job. And the last one I wanted to share with you guys today, as far as drills, is how to communicate like a black belt, or communicate with excellence. This one helps them communicate both physically and verbally and make new friends at school. And it's just, actually, it's got two parts to it. One is just a polite greeting. And many of you already do this, I'm sure, in your martial arts schools, where you show students just how to use eye contact, introduce themselves, shake hands, and say, hi, my name is Kathy, what's yours? And, you know, with a nice, clear voice. This helps them make new friends and a really good first impression. And this really helps, like, the shy kids by giving them something to say. You're kind of feeding them a little line. So if they want to make a friend and they're not sure how, you can just teach them, hey, just walk up and say, hi, my name's Kathy, what's yours? And shake their hand. And you can have them practice that in the classroom as many times as you need to. But you can tell them that, you know what, when you stand up straight, when you use that good eye contact, you know, smile a little bit when you say hi to somebody, that makes them feel confident and comfortable that you're a pretty nice person. So that's going to help you make friends a lot easier, and also makes a really great impression on the teacher, too. You know, if you're standing up straight, good eye contact, and you speak clearly instead of like little mouth, that's very helpful. Another thing you can do to help teach them how to communicate like a black belt is to talk about bullies. You know, explain to them that bullies look, you know, for the weakest, least confident people to pick on. They don't want to find kids that are going to stand up for themselves at all. They want to pick on someone who's going to cower and, you know, be victimized a little bit. So one of the things you can do is ask them, and the kids know, ask them, you know, what does a bully look for? Like if a bully was looking for someone to pick on right now, how would that person look? And you can act it out. And again, this is from Easy Defense and Fast Defense. This is a drill right from that curriculum. And this is something I like to do in class. But and the kids, they'll tell you, they're looking down at the ground. Okay, so then you look down at the ground. They look weak. Okay, good. Then you just look weak. And you have a lot of fun with it. And let them answer, you know, let them give you three or four things. And what's nice is this also will give you the opportunity. If they say something that, you know, you really don't want them to say, you know, like maybe they have a perception that we kids, you know, are dorks and nerds. Well, you know, that's a good time to say, well, you know, celebrate diversity. You know, everybody's different. Everyone looks different. We all can't help how we look. So, you know, maybe they need to take a confidence course. But, you know, let's clarify what that looks like. Okay, they're slumping their shoulders forward. Okay, good. Now we're back on track. The shoulders are slumped forward. Their head is down. So then once that's done and you're done showing them how they think a good victim looks for a bully at school, and if you talk to them about how that communicates that they're lunch for a bully, you know, that is communicating that you're weak, that you want to stand up for yourself, and that you'd make a good friend for a bully in a bad way. The next thing you can do is ask them, okay, if you were the most confident kid in the world, how would you stand? Your back would be up straight? Okay, good. Now I'll stand up straight. Where would my eyes be? They'd be looking the other person right in the eyes. Good. How would I respond if someone said something that wasn't nice to me? Would I whine back, you know? Or would I say, you know what, you don't need to talk to me like that today. I'd like to be your friend, but if you don't want to, that's fine. Okay, so you give them some tools and let them role play so that they really understand that communication is not just verbal, that's part of it, but a lot of it's about the way that we carry ourselves. So by using these drills in your kids' classes, it really helps reinforce how your martial arts program truly does help kids excel in school. And this is something that you want to be able to explain from the day you have somebody on the telephone. You know, you want to be able to explain the first time you have contact with someone. I mean, think about the power of that. If you've got someone coming in to check out your school and they do want a comparison shop, if you're able to not just show them, you know, your school and tell them, you know, about your curriculum, if you're able to tell them about how you teach concentration and explain it concisely and how you teach focus and how you bring kids out of their shell, you know, and how you teach them to resolve conflict and how the confidence helps kids that are sort of like bullies not become bullies, and exactly how you do that, that's going to make a huge difference, because now you've got that person really thinking about your school, like, wow, this is really different from what I've heard before. This is really exciting. So just kind of keep that in mind, and you know, make sure that if you're new to teaching benefits, just start with one or two. You know, pick a couple of drills that you do in the classroom all the time and brainstorm by yourself, or you know, if you do have a staff, ask them, okay, when we do this drill, what kind of qualities do people get out of this? You know, what do you get out of it? Okay, well, maybe you get physically strong. That's great. The physical benefits are important too. But what do you get out of it mentally? Oh, I get out of it that you never quit to the end. Okay, good. Let's write that down. So just brainstorm with your people and find out, you know, throw a drill out there and ask them, what does that really develop? What does that build? And that'll help get the creative juices flowing. And also, by starting with just one or two, it'll help you get that down first, just like mastering a front kick. Go get down teaching the mental benefits a couple at a time, and then come back and add in more later on. You know, add in your more advanced things later. But that's just a really great habit year-round. But, again, you know, really, really makes parents drool when they see things and they hear things like this on a regular basis. It's great for retention. It's great to help you enroll more people to come in. And I can't recommend it enough. When you start teaching by benefits, or if you're already teaching by benefits and you add just a few extras, helps improve your retention, builds enormous value to your martial arts program opposed to the one down the street, and just makes your students really feel good about what they're doing and what they're learning.